This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump today shared the stage with the president of France, Emmanuel Macron. Always an item of contention is what the United States president feels is that NATO countries are contributing their fair share to NATO's existence.
NATO's becoming different than it was, much bigger than it was, and much stronger than it was because people are now fulfilling their commitments. There are some countries that aren't fulfilling their commitment, and those countries are going to be dealt with. Maybe I'll deal with them from a trade standpoint. Maybe I'll deal with them in a different way.
Trade proved, as usual, one of the biggest issues, with President Trump asserting that one of the reasons the European Union was created was to take advantage of the United States.
I inherited a situation where the European Union, which was formed partially for this reason, I guess for a lot of reasons it was formed, but partially to make better or take advantage of the United States. And they've done that very brilliantly. And frankly, it's not right.
A curious response seeming to fly in the face of stated U.S. policy was when one reporter asked the president if the United States supports the protesters in Iran.
I don't want to comment on that, but the answer is no, but I don't want to comment on that.
Now, President Trump would clear that statement up a short time afterward via Twitter, revising his answer to support of the Iranian protesters, complimenting a White House press release that had been issued on November the 17th. Now, one huge bit of news was the revelation by President Trump was what he called a conversation he'd had with Russian President Vladimir Putin about a nuclear arms agreement.
With respect to nuclear weapons, I've spoken to President Putin and I've communicated with him, and he very much wants to, and so do we, work out a treaty of some kind on nuclear weapons.
This is VOA News.